You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Megan Lynch. Thanks for listening to Total Information AM this morning here on KMOX. When a city official gets in legal hot water, who gets to name a replacement? Let's talk it over with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So we're talking about St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. He's currently jailed on charges of witness retaliation and witness tampering. First, I think we have to ask, what's his legal status as sheriff right now?
Well, right now, he is still the acting as sheriff for the city of St. Louis. One of the judges in his quo warranto action has been asked on multiple occasions to remove him from office. That has not happened. And so until he proceeds to trial on November 18 on this quo warranto, which is a legal mechanism by which elected officials are removed from office, until that moves forward for a trial, he is still the sheriff of St. Louis, even though he's currently incarcerated.
So depending on that and whether, you know, he resigns possibly as he's been called on to do, is there any ordinance or statute that governs who would name his replacement?
Wow, that's an amazing question, Megan, because the answer is we don't really know. And let me quickly break this down, because generally speaking, vacancies for the office of sheriff are governed by state law, but it says that if the sheriff's office is vacant, then that vacancy shall be filled by a county commission. Well, St. Louis City is not in a county, and so there is no county commission. The closest thing we have to that would be the Board of Aldermen, but that's not what the statute says. We've had in recently the governor's office has said that he has the power to appoint a replacement. But specifically under state law, it allows the governor to fill all vacancies of elected officials when they're vacant, except for the sheriff. It's specifically listed in the statute as being an exception to that power. So there is a question. I think ultimately, if the courts have to step in, if the three entities, meaning the governor, the mayor, and the Board of Aldermen, can't agree on who has that power, I think the courts would give that to the Board of Aldermen, because that's the closest thing there is to a county commission in the city of St. Louis.
Could Alderman pass something within the next few weeks, for example, that would apply in this case?
I believe that they could. And in fact, one of the things that's happened recently, a few months ago, was that the Board of Aldermen actually passed an ordinance changing the duties, the legal specified duties of the sheriff's office to include the transportation of prisoners from jail to hospitals, which was the big bone of contention from Sheriff Montgomery. He's challenging that, but it's clear legally that the Board of Aldermen, they do have the power to add or change or to alter the legal structure of the sheriff's office.
Now, you mentioned Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway asking for Montgomery to be removed from office. Would she have a say in any potential replacement?
Her statement has been that the governor's office has that power, not the attorney general's office. But again, under statute, the sheriff's office vacancies is specifically listed as an office that the governor cannot fill. So that's why there's this gap, statutory gap here. And in the absence of that gap, there is a lot of ambiguity here, and the courts would have to step in if those three entities cannot agree on who has the power to appoint a new sheriff in the event that becomes necessary.
And I guess we do have to point out his legal status is still in limbo. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has been accused of crimes, but he is innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely. And he is currently incarcerated, but it is anticipated that he will certainly be out of prison, at least for the purpose of moving forward with that quo warranto action on November 18.
Let's look at some national news, Brad. The Supreme Court said Monday that it will consider whether people who regularly smoke marijuana or use recreational marijuana can legally own guns. What are the facts of the case before the High Court?
Well, the facts of the case here are much similar to what we saw with Hunter Biden recently, because there's a federal statute that specifically states that possession of firearms by any person who is, quote, an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance, unquote, they're ineligible to own or possess or buy a firearm. So the question becomes, can a statute like this override the Second Amendment, which is a constitutional protection of owning firearms? And this is a question the court hasn't dealt with before. And so the issue is going to be for folks who have not been convicted of any crime. For example, if felons are convicted of felonies, they can't own firearms, but they've been convicted of something. But this statute doesn't require conviction, just habitual use. It also raises the question, what does illegal mean? Under Missouri or Illinois law, people can use marijuana, but not under federal law. So lots of questions that hopefully the court will sort through.
Yeah, what does habitual mean?
Yeah, we don't even know what habitual means. And there's a constitutional principle that says if a statute is ambiguous, then it cannot be enforced. And habitual is certainly ambiguous. And it also sets up the other issues about state versus federal laws that also need to be addressed.
That is Brad Young, KMOX legal analyst and partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brad.
My pleasure, Megan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.